In the meantime, let's head over to the traffic center right now at 6:49 is our KSL news time. Let's get another check of Triple Team traffic as we stand by for the former House Speaker. Starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, just got word of a crash northbound I-15 prior to 5300 South. I am seeing traffic coming to a halt right over the top of I-215 and spreading back towards 7200 South. This is going to be a problem. Northbound is already heavy and slow between Bangor and 90th South. Our usual morning delay settling in there. If this crash stays where it is, we could have some major headaches. Start thinking about alternate routes already, Eric Butler.
Heading through the mountains, no problems this morning on I-80. No accidents reported on the stretch from the mouth of Parley's Canyon out to the Kimball Junction exit to go to Park City. Down to Utah County, I-15, similar shape. You've got good movement from Provo northbound to a point in the mountain. Heather?
We are looking at it looks like possibly a crash southbound I-15 just south of the 200 North on-ramp in Kaysville. It's off on the right side of the freeway, but traffic is backed up to Layton Parkway, so it's going to take you an extra few minutes to get into Salt Lake City. Right now, the other major roads in Weber and Davis County are at good speeds. UDOT construction alert, expect delays this weekend on Bangor Highway. Bangor will be reduced to one lane in each direction from I-15 to the UTA Bridge Friday night through Monday morning for concrete work. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather.